أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم إذا ما وقع آمنتم به الآن وقد كنتم به تستعجلون ثم قيل للذين ظلموا ذوقوا عذاب الخلد هل تجزون إلا بما كنتم تكسبون ويستنبئونك أحق هو قل إي وربي إنه لحق وما أنتم بمعجزين صدق الله العظيم. These are آيات number 51, 52 and 53 of Surah Yunus. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had been discussing the fact that from the very beginning of mankind, when the system of Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam had begun, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about each nation that was enthusiastic, hastening towards asking for the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. These verses are a continuation of that discussion. Allah says, أَثُمَّ إِذَا مَا وَقَعَ آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ. Then when the chastisement, the azab, the punishment of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala comes, آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ, then will you believe in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? This is insan. We see the example of Fir'aun. He himself began to make claims of being the Rabb, the Sustainer, and he made claims of divinity. But when the azab of Allah Ta'ala had been coming upon him, then he also wanted to bring iman. And this is the condition of each and every person of the past, that when the azab of Allah Ta'ala is now descending upon them, they want to bring iman, but that iman is not acceptable by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat gives insan the chance, the respite, right up to, like in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the gharghara of maut. When the pangs of maut begins, then the door of tawbah closes. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives insan a chance, respite every second of his life, to turn to Allah, to make tawbah. A kafir has the respite of bringing iman at any time before that point. And that iman is not only accepted by Allah Ta'ala, but that iman brings with it forgiveness and maghfirat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So hence Allah Ta'ala says, Al-an waqad kuntum bihi tasta'jilun. Now you want to bring iman. Your whole life you had been making this demand to the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala in the various ummats, that bring this punishment of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. ثُمَّ قِيلَ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ. Now that is one punishment in this world, the destruction. Thereafter it will be said to them, to لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, to those who had transgressed, those who had committed zulm, ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ. Now taste the punishment of eternity, the punishment forever, and that is the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. Or it could also mean that in this world when the azab is coming down, then that azab of this world will continue in the hereafter. هَلْ تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ. All of this, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also reveals Allah's quality of justice. You will not be recompensed but that which you had committed, that which you had earned. There wouldn't be more punishment than what a kafir had earned, a sinner had earned. But on the other hand, when a person brings about good deeds and presents it in the courts of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then that multiplies. So even in these ayat of the wrath of Allah Ta'ala, the chastisement of Allah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala makes it clear of the adal and the justice of Allah Ta'ala. وَيَسْتَنْبِئُونَكَ أَحَقٌ هُوْ. Now Allah Ta'ala turns to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Quraysh, they would not bring iman in the resurrection, they would not bring iman in akhirat, and they would persistently, continuously ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَحَقٌ هُوْ. They ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is this coming of the day of judgment, is it a reality, is it true? قُلْ إِي وَرَبِّي إِنَّهُ لَحَقَّ. O Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you say, most certainly it is haq, it is the truth, it is going to happen. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. And you cannot frustrate, you cannot overpower the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You cannot avert whatever Allah ta'ala has decided, and whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to happen, all of that will happen. And hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this condition of insan, and the message we get is clear. Let us not wait for the gharghara of maut, let us not wait for the pangs of death, then we turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Turn to Allah, Allah has given us iman. Turn to Allah Ta'ala, continuously make tawbah to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When that tawbah is accepted by Allah, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will accept us also. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.